This sermon started 22 years ago by my saying to Cheryl, after the kids are out of the house, I don't want to have a Christmas tree anymore. She pointed out that the kids and grandkids would miss it. Remember, at that point, our oldest was 12, like we'd have lots of grandkids to think about. I offered the idea of a manger instead. You can't miss the real Christmas in that. Besides, I countered, a Christmas tree is the symbol of the world's Christmas. Why not have a Jesse tree, she asked. Her brother, an ELCA pastor, didn't have a Christmas tree. He had a Jesse tree. I hate to admit it, but that's a good idea. In carols, we sing about the rod of Jesse and the branch springing from Jesse's race. Jesse's the father of King David, from whom Christ descended. But really, if you want to have a Jesse tree, it ought to be a stump, like our text says, which I've forgotten to read, which I'll now read at this time. It's Isaiah chapter 10 and then into chapter 11. See, the Lord Almighty, will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled. The tall ones will be brought low. He will cut down the forest thickets with an axe. Lebanon will fall before the mighty one. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. That's the text. We sing about the rod of Jesse. We sing about the branch springing from Jesse's race. Jesse's the father of King David, from whom Christ descended. But if you really want to have a Jesse tree, it ought to be a stump, like that text says. Imagine a Christmas tree stripped of all its branches and ornaments and lights and cut down, leaving only a 3-inch stump. That would be a Jesse tree, because this is what Isaiah 6 shows us. And though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as a terebinth and the oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be a stump in the land. The Jesse tree isn't a tree at all. It's a cut-off tree with barely anything sticking out of the ground. You've seen those stumps in the woods. You put your foot on them to tie your shoe, and they crumble. Such a stump is an accurate symbol of the world's Christmas, and the Old Testament's too. Yes, the world has a dead stump in its Christmas. Jimmy Stewart is showing what happens if he were never born. His house is nothing but a vacant, run-down, crumbling structure. Scrooge is dragged to the graveyard and sees that his sinful heartedness has killed Tiny Tim. Yes, there is a point in the world's Christmas where Frosty melts, the Grinch steals, and the miracle on 34th Street doesn't happen. And a rotting stump, well, that's certainly a symbol of the Old Testament church's Christmas. In the Old Testament, the Assyrians and the Babylonians devastated the people of God, leaving a mere 50,000 of them. Their glorious temple was burned and leveled. Then 30 years before the birth of Christ, Herod had captured Jerusalem, killing 200,000 Jews. At the birth of Christ, Rome turned the country upside down, herding them all back to their hometowns to tax them. Now, we too deserve a Christmas stump. Our sins have wreaked havoc in our life. The reason so many tears fall around Christmas trees is not because Christ is born, but because we're born sinners. The reason our government is in such turmoil isn't because Christ is not in Washington, but because sinners are. The reason war, hunger, and disease loom is not because heaven has failed us, but because our sins stink to high heaven. A stump would be fitting. It symbolizes that we have no hope because of our sins. It shows what sinners have to look forward to. Let us politic our best, we'll still have scoundrels in office. Let us war our best, we'll never defeat tyranny. Let us research our best, we will not do away with disease. Like the carol sings, the Jesse tree is a stump, and it's always found in midst of coldest winter at deepest midnight hour. Yet the Jesse tree produces. The stump sends forth a shoot. Now, if I had the courage, you would have come here this morning to a stump where once stood a beautiful Christmas tree. But none of you would have been able to see the real point. Only the elder, the acolyte, and I could have seen from that 3-inch stump a tiny green sprout. The Jesse tree is a dead stump and just a tiny green shoot coming out of it. But don't make the shoot a branch. When Isaiah speaks of it, he always uses diminutive words. He calls it a twig, and not a shoot, but actually a sucker. A sucker is a shoot from the underground stem of a plant. The plant above the ground is chopped off, dead, rotting. This twig sprouts from the part still buried. Even the word branch doesn't connote something thick or hardy. It comes from the Hebrew word meaning greenness. It emphasizes how green and tender this new shoot is. This element, the tiny shoot, the green twig, the sucker, is not part of the world's Christmas. In the world's Christmas, you go from rotting stump to the whole enchilada. You get the whole tree, mighty, majestic, and decked out instantly. In one night, Jimmy Stewart goes from suicide to success, and Scrooge changes from abuser to savior of Tiny Tim. In one day, Frosty reconstitutes, the Grinch gives Christmas back, and there is a miracle on 34th Street. You see, there is no faith in the world's Christmas. Faith dies at the sight of the stump becoming a tree in minutes. Faith gives way instantly to sight as Jimmy celebrates with family, Scrooge dines with the Cratchits, and the Grinch parties with Whoville. What happy endings. No wonder they're holiday favorites. But how depressing and even deadly they are to true faith, because they depict what those in Israel wanted from Jesus, an instant turnaround. The Romans defeated, themselves in power, and the way of God to be shown, to be proven, to be the one and only right way. Well, when that didn't happen, what did? They crucified Jesus, whom they considered a fake king of the Jews. They crucified the one who wouldn't come down from that cross and save himself. They crucified the one who would not turn the stump of Jesse into their Christmas tree instantly. A stump with a tiny green twig shooting out of it is a lousy symbol for the world's Christmas, but it's a great one for ours. Yes, see nothing here but a sawn off stump and one little green shoot. See your Christmas presents piled around it. See your family gathered around it. For this sprouted stump depicts what really happened on the first Christmas. The stump of Jesse, after 800 years of dying and rotting, suddenly sent forth a green living sprout. God had not forsaken his people. God had not forgotten his promises to them. But the Marys and the Josephs, the Zacharias and the Elizabeths, the shepherds and the Magi, the Simeons and the Annas, they didn't see that baby sprout grow to manhood overnight like some science fiction alien would. No, they saw only the beginning. But in faith, they saw that God was now on the scene to do as he had promised: crush the serpent's head, redeem the world from the curse, and deal with sins in his own body. They believed that that twig, which had miraculously sprouted from the dead stump, would one day become a mighty tree. Now jump ahead 33 years. What do we hear Jesus say to the weeping women of Jerusalem on his way to the cross? He admits he's the full-grown tree of Jesse, saying, if they do these things to the green tree, what will they do to a dry one? The full-grown Jesse tree, lush, vibrant, is going out to the cross to be stripped, chopped, and killed. You see, Christians just can't get the cross out of their Christmas. Is there the swaddling clothes, which are burial cloths? Is there in the myrrh, which is like our embalming fluid? Is there when Simeon tells Mary that a sword would pierce her own soul too? That means Jesus' soul will also be pierced. The cross has no place in the world's Christmas. It wouldn't do to have nails, spear, pierce Jimmy through, as we sing in What Child Is This? It wouldn't do to have Scrooge sorrowing, suffering, bleeding, dying, and stuck in a cold, stone-cold tomb, as we sing in We Three Kings. It wouldn't do to sing of the Grinch who does get his heart healed, as we will sing of Jesus in the Thanksgiving. Thou must bear such bitter woes, yet findest none to soothe thy heart. But it's not a Christian Christmas without the cross. The cross, in the end, is what makes Christmas merry, happy, blessed. The dead stump of Jesse becomes a glorious tree, raising the dead, healing the sick, casting out demons. But then that green tree is marched out to Calvary, stripped of its branches, and made into a bare, cold, dead tree. However, it's from that dead tree that our life comes. You see this in the ancient paintings of Christ crucified, where blood flows from his wounded side to fill the communion cup, or water to fill the font of baptism. Yes, it's only from a dead tree that our life comes, just as it's only from a dead stump that our salvation sprouted. The medieval Christians showed this on their Christmas trees. In the late 1400s, there was a play called The Paradise Play. It portrayed Adam and Eve being thrown out of the garden. An important prop in that play was a fir tree hung with apples. Soon, trees of this sort appeared in Christian homes. They interpreted the tree as a symbol of the coming Savior. Luther is said to be among the first to do this. Over time, the apples were replaced with other ornaments. But before, the apples were replaced with pastry in the shape of stars, angels, hearts, flowers, and bells. Do you know what Christians decorated their Christmas trees with? Small white wafers representing communion. The Christmas tree represented to them the tree of life, not because it was brightly decorated, not because it evoked family feelings, holiday memories, or because miracles happened around it, like Jimmy being saved and the Grinch and Scrooge change. No, medieval Christians knew the Christmas tree would be a tree of life only when the body of Christ hung on it. And that only happened once its branches were stripped and it was sawn in two. They saw the stark, drab outline of the cross in the Christmas tree. Christmas trees came to be decorated so brightly, not because Christians expected instant miracles. They were decorated in the faith that since God had brought a sprout from the rotten, dead stump of Jesse, he would go on to produce a mighty, living, green tree out of it. But the story didn't end for them till the tree became a dead cross, and the dead cross became a life-giving tree once more. Can you see why I wanted to do away with the tree? A beautifully decorated Christmas tree jumps into the story halfway. It skips over the dead stump, shooting forth a green tree, and it doesn't reach the dead tree of the cross, becoming life-giving to sinners. Now, even if we just called it a Jesse tree, we might remember where it came from. And if we decorate it with small white wafers, we'd see where it is going to. Amen.